Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to chapter 23 of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus 23, chapter 23, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. It is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye become into the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And ye shall offer that day, when ye wave the sheaf, an he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savor, and the drink offering thereon shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days. And ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Ye shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour, and they shall be taken with leaven, or baken with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be for a burnt offering unto the Lord with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire of sweet savor unto the Lord. Then ye shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before the Lord with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be an holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no servile work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of this 7th month there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, ye shall celebrate your Sabbath. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be an holy convocation unto you, and ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. It is a solemn assembly, and ye shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon this day, besides the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the seventh month. Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feasts of the Lord. May God add his blessing to the reading, to the hearing of his most holy word. So, in this chapter we learn that the Lord claims as his own right to regulate our time. To regulate our time. Remember what remember the testimony of the apostles, not just one, but of the apostles at the Acts 15 council, when they said that it was a yoke that was grievous to bear. Well, as we have run through this chapter together, do you understand what they meant? How many times in the year one was required to appear before the Lord to stay for 7 days? There were other feasts that were also proclaimed. There were other offerings that were offered. Over and over again, we see that if a man was faithful in ancient Israel, that it would be very difficult for him to be faithful if he lived at any distance from Jerusalem at all. He would have to come back over and over again, traveling over hill and dale to get to Jerusalem to offer those offerings and to partake of those feasts. And the faithful Israelite did. He went up year by year, month by month, as the Lord required, to the feasts of the Lord. It was an arduous duty that they had. And yet, they did it. It was something that the Lord gave them. And we see these little, can I put it this way, we see these little mile markers along the way in this chapter that help us to see those kinds of things. For instance, how many feasts were there in the seventh month? Did you hear? There were three. Three feasts in the seventh month. So at the beginning of the seventh month, they had a special feast. So that makes four. That they would, when that new moon rolled around in the seventh month, there was the Feast of the Trumpets, it was called. Those two silver trumpets that are spoken of in Numbers chapter 10. Not just any trumpets, but the two trumpets that the Lord commanded should be made by Moses. They couldn't pick any instruments. The instruments of God. And so they blew those trumpets and they held a solemn assembly on the first day of the seventh month in preparation for the three feasts to come during the month. What the Jews today continue to call their high holy days. Yom Kippur, Booths, and Shavuot. Not Shavuot, that was the three feasts, of the seventh month. What's interesting about it is that over and again, we see that the faithful Israelite, I mean, what are you going to do if you live, let's say, 3 days travel from Jerusalem? On the first day of the month, you come in. That takes 3 days to get there. You head back for 3 days. You stay 2 days. Then you come 3 days because on the 10th day of that month, there's going to be another holy convocation. And that's a week long. And then you start back, but you get, well, no, I'm not going to start back at all because if I start back and it's 3 days away, I can't be back in time for the second feast. The seventh month was essentially a write-off as far as being home was concerned. Now think of all of that. Think of the difficulties involved with all of that. And think of that faithful Israelite who is indeed faithfully and cheerfully rejoicing before his God in all of those feasts. And let that be an encouragement to us in our one day a week Holy Sabbath that is not in Washington, D.C. or Austin, Texas, but in our district, like it says here in 23:3, when it says it'll be a holy Sabbath in all of your dwellings. Don't understand that to be a household Sabbath. Understand the word dwelling there. It's their moshav. It's the place where they dwell. It's their district, the town in which they live. Or it'll be a holy Sabbath in everywhere you have a synagogue, you're going to have a Sabbath day in all those districts. And so the Lord commands then in this chapter, and we'll not detail these things out today. We'll do that another time. But the Lord commands in this chapter that He owns our time. He owns our time. I like what one of your elders says. If you think about your week, there are 7 days in the week, and you're up how long each day? I don't know, 18 hours, 16 hours, something like that. Well, if you pencil it out, and if you do that math, you're going to find that the waking hours of the Sabbath day are just about a tenth of the rest of the week. Just about a tenth. The waking hours that you have on the Sabbath when compared to all of the waking hours that you have for the week. I'm sorry, when you compare them to all the hours of the week, it's just about a tenth, right? So if you take 24 times 7, is that 168? Most of you are up about 16.8 hours on the Lord's Day or so. You see how the Lord worked that out? What does that tell us? What does that teach us? Well, after we do that math, it teaches us that we're giving a tenth of our time to the Lord, aren't we, on the Sabbath day. A tenth of that waking day. What's interesting about it is that in the Sabbath, then, we're confessing that what? The Lord owns all of our time. All of our time is His. And He has a right to command it. And in the days of the New Testament, He has made those commands very spiritual and very simple, giving us a Sabbath day, which is what 23:3 teaches. They had a Sabbath day in that day as well. And they had all these other things to teach that church under age that had greater struggles than we do, a lesser effusion of the Spirit than we do. And so the Lord taught them by way of all of these other ceremonies. And they were required to partake of those ceremonies with joy. So, brothers and sisters, then, we have all of these feasts. And this is that catalog. If you want to understand the feasts of the Old Testament, go to Leviticus 23:3, use your cross-references, and then from there you can reference all of those other places, and you can build up your own little notebook, your own little study sheet on each of those feasts and what was required in each of them. And then you can start taking those apart with some really great commentaries and see the typology of Christ in each one of them. What does the Passover tell us? Why are there 7 Sundays, 7 Lord's Days, 7 Sabbaths between Passover and Pentecost? because Passover represents the deliverance of the people of God out of the Old Testament bondage, and Pentecost represents that pouring out of the Spirit and that greater effusion and that greater freedom in the new. And there are seven Sabbaths between those in testimony to the fullness of time. The exact amount of time when God would bring that forth was the perfect time between Passover and Pentecost. You see, these are types and shadows of what the Lord would have us to understand. All right, we'll not take any more time there. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of psalms.